Okay, folks, I apologize. That was one of the, I guess one of the weirdest exchanges I've had recently. I shouldn't say weird. It wasn't weird. It's basically, it's just business. And you'll find, as we're talking about mental health, one of the biggest challenges with mental health is that your thoughts are always racing. I believe they say that we have 70,000 thoughts. I don't know if it's in, I don't remember right now the exact science, if it's in the course of a day or a specific time frame within a day, but that is a contributing factor to mental health because we're pulled this way, that way. We're wondering, we're thinking, you know, do I look right in the camera? Is the lights bright enough? Did I keep the microphone on? Et cetera, et cetera. We have all these thoughts. Oh, yeah, what was I going to say next? Did I say everything I wanted to say? And my point is that those are just a handful of things that flow through our mind. And if you already have problems, which have nothing to do with doing a live broadcast, can you imagine how that can be a contributing factor to, you know, maintaining a stable train of thought? You know, maintaining a healthy mindset. So, just to say to you, mental health is real. Mental health makes a big difference with your ability to be productive, to do something that's meaningful. And I am going to continue where I left off before. So, even though it's not part of this broadcast, I'm just going to do a really quick recap and continue with the training. And I'm going to do, in fact, let me just get this back on the other page. See, this mental juggling is no joke. It's not for the meek at heart. I'll be honest with you. A lot of people don't realize that don't do something if you're truly not ready to commit to it, if you're not into it, and if you don't understand it. And that's being an entrepreneur in any way, any shape, form, or fashion. So as a quick recap, I had already asked, how do you see yourself? I wanted you to write that down, how you literally see yourself. You, the individual, when you look in the mirror, bedroom mirror, bathroom mirror, a reflection on a door or window as you walk by, how do you see yourself? Do you just see the outside aesthetics? Do you just see the clothes and, you know, the hairstyle or whether you've shaved or not? Is that all you see? Do you ever look into your own eyes? Now, I know that they may sound weird, but do you ever look into your own eyes? Literally. You see, when you look into your own eyes, there is a certain level of comfort or discomfort. The comfort is probably confidence, and the discomfort is probably a tad bit of esteem. Now, it may not be as healthy as you want it, but sometimes we avoid making eye contact with ourselves because we don't like what we see, or we don't know how to accept what we see. That's real. So, question was, how do you see yourself? The next question was, write it down now. How do you see yourself in personal relationships? And all this, again, is coming from my book, Aligned by Design, LinkedIn to Your Legacy. And this is a chapter called Critical In-Depth Analysis. So how do you see yourself in personal relationships? Are you comfortable? Are you comfortable being silly? Or are you always serious because you think you might make a mistake? You know, do you say what you really mean? Are your thoughts and words guarded at all times because, again, you're not comfortable? And that's one of the important things about understanding yourself, being confident in your standards, your wishes, your desires, your principles. You have to be in a space that you're comfortable in to be the complete you, the complete version of you. This is really important. So again, write it down. How do you see yourself in personal relationships? And whatever that answer is, you know, own up to it. Own up to that thing. Next question I want you to write down, and I'm not going to give you a lot because this is coming from my book, and I just want to give you a couple of things that are in this chapter, because again, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. How do you see yourself when you're conducting business? Now, this is a big one. If you're an entrepreneur or you have a brick and mortar business, same thing, basically. How do you see yourself when you're conducting business? Are you comfortable explaining your product or service? Are you comfortable asking for the sale? And you, and only you, know that honest answer. Okay. You'll go for a couple more and then we'll call it a day. How do you see yourself when you are all alone? I mean, literally, when you're at home, write that down. How do you see yourself when you're all alone? Are you comfortable with you? Are you comfortable in your own space, at home, you know, alone? It doesn't matter if it's an apartment or whatever. I'm just saying, when you're alone, in a space alone, do you have to have the television on? Do you have to have the radio on? Can you be alone with yourself, to your thoughts? Or if you do have the TV and radio on, is it because you want it on? Or is it a way of filling in the empty space? See, these things are important. And why they are important is because you have to understand you. You know, you are the person that makes you go. You have to answer to you. You have to make decisions that are best for you. And you want to be able to be at least comfortable in your decision making, your thought process, and the way that you express yourself. And if you're not, again, there's nothing wrong with it. It just says there's more work to be done. That's all. It's just a point of figuring out, if you can, how to get that work done and to know what the work is. So, I asked you, how do you see yourself when you're conducting business? If you have a business, I asked you, how do you see yourself when you're alone? Ooh, this is a good one. As I've gotten older, I've been challenged with this. How do you see your body? Are you confident with your body? Or does a level of discomfort attack your personal self-esteem? You know, if you gain weight, you have a big midsection, or you've got wrinkles, you got crow's feet, you lost your hair. I lost my hair, you know, perfect example. I still miss my hair. I think I look much better with my hair, but it is what it is, and I have to come to terms with that. So how do you see yourself as it relates to your body, your physical appearance? Not only with clothes, I mean your body. When you take a shower or bath, you know, do you look at yourself with acceptance or not? And then honestly, that leads to how do you see yourself when you are dressed? Because if you don't like the way you look when you get dressed to go out, go to work, do an event, go to your place of worship, that, you know, is a contributing factor to your own personal self-esteem. Is it healthy or is it not healthy? And I know these are the questions that people absolutely do not walk around asking themselves, but they are important questions as it relates to the whole version of you, the individual, the person that matters. So answer these questions honestly. And remember, the answers to these questions, they don't have to be explored or shared with other people. Now, how do you see or make your plans each day? And again, the reason why I'm asking these questions is because if you're not able to do these things, or if you have not thought of these things, or just the mere question of these things creates a level of discomfort, that means that something may be a little off or that needs to be adjusted. So it's always important that, you know, you really look at yourself holistically and honestly. You know, there's a lot of things that I could tell you about critical in-depth analysis, But until you start the process, it really may not register with you. And I want to, you know, honestly, I want to apologize for having cut off earlier when I got that call. But because I've got multiple businesses, I have to check on my money. I've got to check on the infrastructure here. And even though some people don't understand having multiple moving parts, it's all a part of the game we call life. And you have to be totally engaged to make each section work. Look, if I could show you, I've got, well, I can't really show it to you, but I've got two lights here, one on each side, right? I've got a camera right in front of me. I've got a monitor behind that one. I've got a microphone here, right? And I've got two other cameras, right? I'm trying to put my hands in the frame. So basically, camera left, camera right, camera center, monitor behind the center camera, two lights, microphone. So it's like tentacles, right? When you've got moving parts in anything, social, recreational, or business, the main thing you need to understand is that you have to manage everything more or less, or at least understand how it needs to be managed. And if you can understand how it needs to be managed, then you're on top of the game, your game, and hopefully you can create that sort of balance or that sort of, I don't know if it's what's a good word? You can create a reasonable amount of expectations that help you to handle things, to work through whatever it is that you got going on. Because at the end of the day, we all need finances, and we all need to know that our finances are doing the things they need to do to help our lifestyle. So if you're making $1,000 over here, $200 over there, and only $5 in the middle, you still need to keep the revenue going. So I apologize for having so many things going on. But again, I'm going to pick up maybe tomorrow and continue, because this book has a lot of nuggets. And I'm going to speak to you straight from the book, because although I speak about mindset, mental health awareness is something that we have to deal with every single day. It doesn't matter who we are. Doesn't matter what you do, what your profession is, or what industry you are in, we have to deal with it every day. Because at night, and when you wake up in the morning and go through your day, you are always with you. It's been another 12 minutes, and I feel so bad that I interrupted the earlier broadcast, because I would have been done by now. But please leave your comments, any questions. If you feel I'm off base, you want to challenge me on something or ask me something, please do so. This is what I do. This is what I love. I'm so excited to be able to share my time with you, and I appreciate your time, because, look, in order for you to be the best version of you, you got to know what makes you who you are. Radiate the brain and change the game. I'll see you guys tomorrow, if not later. And don't forget to check out the broadcast later with What the Speaker Says. I'll be talking with Brian McNeil.